Greetings from Moraville, May 19th, 2009. On microphone, Marlenka. In studio, Sean, Chloe, and Anna. The weather forecast shows a slight chance of rain for the coming week. Winds continue to be southeasterly, 18 to 28 kilometers per hour, and the heat index fluctuates between 37 to 41 degrees. Here's Yuval, sharing some of his feelings about his two-year experience as a member of the Oroville Council.
I feel good that I finished this, that we accomplished something. The biggest accomplish for me, what we accomplish, is when we put two people together, there was friends to start with, and they didn't talk or stop to talk and disconnect the electricity or the water, and then we put some peace in the community. This is what I mean, accomplish something. We didn't accomplish big things, but the small things together make a big thing. And I find it's a very interesting experience being in the council. I recommend this to every Orovillian as an experience, because you come in contact that otherwise you wouldn't come. And my bigger problem was injustice. I feel very sensitive to injustice, especially economic, because I feel that the basic things for spiritual life is a full stomach and a roof. And when we don't have these basic things, it's very difficult to live spiritual life. And for a community like Oroville, with so much land and so much good people and money and donation, money from the government and unit, I had a feeling this distribution of money between all of us is not the way I should
like to see it.
But we can work on it. I feel optimistic. This is my house. This is my life. This is where I am. And this is what I believe in. I have a feeling we just go forward as all of it. My interest is not being back in the council or in the work committee. I have very much passion for land and secure the land for all of it. But I'm also looking forward to go back to eternity, have some quiet time, take care of my trees, and keep protecting the land, and keep this beautiful space. Materializing things in India is not simple, and it takes time, but I feel very optimistic about Oroville and eternity.
Thank you, Yuval. The Accident, a solo performance by Jano Katz, on stage at Adi Shakti tonight, 7 p.m. This is a solo theater performance telling the story of two brothers that share a project. They learn to know each other better, finding the source of their differences and their different personalities. At the end of an amusing process, both of them achieve a deeper knowledge of the strong union that links them. The Accident is written by Jano Katz and Jeremy Roske. Direction is by Irene Sposetti and Jeremy Roske. Oroville Community Transport has expanded its service to include round trips to Sadhana Forest in order to view their weekly eco film. Departure will be both from Solar Kitchen and Certitude's entrance. From Solar Kitchen, the bus departs at 6 p.m., returning at 9:30. Don't forget, you need a boarding pass to get on an ACT bus, available at the financial service. Here's an excerpt from the Oroville Charter, as given by the mother, founder of Oroville. Oroville wants to be the bridge between the past and the future. Taking advantage of all discoveries from without and from within, Oroville will boldly spring toward future realizations. Oroville will be a site of material and spiritual researches for a living embodiment of an actual human unity. The news is a reflection of the lives and activities of Orovillians. For further information, please contact OrovilleRadio.org. Thanks for listening.